Hi everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Kyle.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Mark.
I'm Kayla.
And we're back.
Yeah.
For another episode of Teenage Therapy. And this one's a more casual one because these are pretty fun to make. So, did you guys know that the beanies, we got the first sample and I really liked how it looked.
I liked it too.
I think it looks pretty cool.
It looks so nice.
Yeah, I think the color's really nice too. There were a few things that we still needed to like get fixed, but if you're wondering when they're coming out, maybe in February. I know I said early January, but here's the thing. So we want to make, we still need to like produce like one or two more samples and until the final version is ready. And then after that, we need to leave enough production time for all the pieces to be made. And sadly, there's like a Chinese holiday.
Chinese New Year's?
No. I don't know. I think it's a worldwide thing. I don't know what it is. But basically, there's going to be no work from like January 26th to like February 4th.
Where are they at?
I don't know.
Resting?
No, like we're going to move.
No, but that means we either have to get it done before the 26th, which they said might be possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna try to sort that out. But if not, then
okay, wait, sure maybe we shouldn't give them a date because you keep like rescheduling
it. Yeah, maybe okay, you know what? Yeah. I'm not gonna give you guys a date. It'll be a surprise. All right. It'll be a surprise. Oh, and our website. I'm making a website and I think it's looking really cute. Not gonna lie.
We're making a website.
Where? No, it's all Kyle.
What? Who's we? Who is we? So I'm making a website and I think it's looking really cute. It's gonna be for the podcast. And I'm not really sure what the purpose of it will be yet. Mm. I'm thinking sort of like if anyone asks like, oh, what's Teenage Therapy? I'll be like, teenagetherapy.com. And I'll hand out my business card.
Isn't there gonna be a place where the questions are gonna be?
Yeah, I thought that would have been cool, but I can't figure out how to do it.
Oh.
So that's a problem. Also, I was thinking of starting a Patreon.
Patreon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, look, if every person that listens to this podcast gave $1, even just 50 cents, that's like enough to fund us for like the next year.
Wow.
Whoa. You know, like it really makes you think like a lot of people really.
But you're saying everybody, realistically, like how many people?
10%, 5%.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
Half? It's low. No, that's too much.
Yeah, 5% would like actually.
But it's still something though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like $1 a month and you get to support us and we get to be so thankful and give you cool stuff and cool privileges. And it just helps us so much because we get it. The audio quality is not the best, but I am trying, you know? You should see the arms that we're using. They fall apart. They're like falling. We literally can barely like hold the microphone up. It could barely hold it up because, you know, it's such a mess. Anyways, a cool fact for you guys. An Earth Cafe, the biggest Earth Cafe, opened up near us, like 15 minutes away from us. And if you guys have never been to Earth Cafe, or if you've never heard of it, I highly recommend it. Thomas first told me about it. How did you find out about Earth Cafe, actually?
I mean, it's one of the most, like, LA things you can possibly really? Like eat or do. Like,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah, me neither. Like, same. Oh well, I don't know, because Earth Cafe is like known for like that LA lifestyle, you know, like that rich LA lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to go because at the time I was really into like the latte art thing. And like,
wait, when?
What?
When?
It was like back in like 7th grade.
Oh, whoa.
8th grade? Okay. Well, I know it was in middle school. And so I really wanted to try it just because of the latte art. But I went, so I took Kyle, and I loved the food.
The first time I went, I thought the food looked really pretty, but the sandwich wasn't anything special. It was just a sandwich with turkey, and like it looked pretty and all. But
was it good though?
It was good.
But you wouldn't say it was the best.
It was like a $12 sandwich.
I loved my panini though.
Like, it wasn't really like, wow, this is incredible. Like, I want to come back here for this sandwich. But it was like, you know.
Do you still feel the same way now though?
But okay. But then the second time I went, I went to the one in Laguna Beach, Laguna, right? And I got this pizza called like the Pizza Primavera. And oh my God, it was the best pizza I've had in my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. Literally, it was so good. Like, I don't know what it wasn't. It was, it had like Brussels sprouts. It had like the weirdest vegetables that I Brussels had never sprouts? Heard of. And like, it looked like it had charcoal on it. But it was so good. Like, you should see how good it was. It was my own personal pizza. And it was so good. I really enjoyed it. But then we found out that a big Earth Cafe was opening. The biggest one so far in the entire world. And it was 15 minutes away from us.
Like, I was already happy that there was one opening near us. But the fact, like, it was in such a cute location. And the building was adorable. Like,
it's the Earth Cafe in Old Town Orange.
And the places around is beautiful.
I know. So I love pretty. The places. The stores. It's the preserved clothes.
Really, like, nicely. Did you see, like, the banks?
Oh,
the
bank.
Yeah. Wasn't that cool?
It was old school.
That was, like, old school. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of Mexico. That's how, like, Mexico? Buildings are in Mexico.
I can see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that what Mexico...
Well, it depends on where you go.
Yeah, you know, some places you don't want to go. Anyway,
Tijuana. Sure. Tijuana, oh my God.
Is that
God.
Mexico?
Yeah, it's like the border.
Oh.
It's rock bottom.
Tijuana.
I hear bad things about Tijuana. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't that where, like, spring break happens, Tijuana?
What?
What? Are you okay, Mark?
Spring break?
What are you talking about?
I don't know, no. Like, you know,
like
when, like...
The movie?
You really don't
like,
know.
People go to spring break, they go to Mexico. Isn't Tijuana?
They all go to Tijuana.
Yeah, I don't think they go there. Oh, I think it's probably another place.
What's the other place?
In the movies, they always go to like New Mexico, which is like the United States. They pretend New Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I really like the Earth Cafe in Laguna, just because it's like right by the beach. And
did you
like,
guys go
I Laguna Beach is really pretty and just.
It's okay. So, it was pretty
what?
Ugly.
What?
Really?
What?
It was Laguna
Beach itself was like. Pretty ugly.
Why?
Like,
why?
It wasn't like an open beach where there's a ton of sand and stuff. It was like there's a cliff and then there's a beach.
No, so it was, like, I thought it was a very, very like beautiful beach. And then you could just take a walk, and then there were tons of stories. And then you could, you know, eat at Earth Cafe. And I thought it was so nice. And the Earth Cafe there made it look pretty fancy, you know?
Yeah, but you cannot see the beach from Earth Cafe.
Yeah, but you know,
that would have been so good.
It's walking distance.
And then what I was saying is that the Earth Cafe in Old Town Orange, it opened up. So they had their grand opening, right? And I was originally going to go with my mom, but then I ended up going with Mark. And I was going to buy food. I was going to buy, like, good food. But then it turned out everything was free. Like, they weren't taking orders, and everything was free. And there was so much food. Wait, when you guys, because Kayla and Thomas also went, but separately.
Yeah, we went separately.
What time did you guys get there?
We got there around like 2, right, Kayla?
Yeah, because we went to Serena's at like 1.
Yeah, and so we got there at around 2, and like we were served like immediately.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Was it full?
I
was expecting like a wait.
Yeah, it was.
It was full, but.
Did you guys get a seat?
Yeah. Oh. We just had to like walk around just a little bit. And yeah, but I really wanted to get the green tea drink I always get, but they weren't taking orders. But that's okay because they were serving a lot of free food and it was really good.
We got there and it was still pretty packed and there was like so much food going around. And I was like, what is happening? Like it was full. Like I could barely even walk. But then eventually we found a seat. We got seated and like we sat down and instantly they were like, would you like a tuna sandwich? Yes. I'm like, oh, yes, please.
Chicken sandwich
and then,
right
like,
after.
And then I take my first bite and like another server, would you like a, tuna, a turkey, veggie,
had brownies.
A veggie?
Had everything.
Yes, they
I
did.
Know.
Oh my God, Kayla. Like I take another bite and they were like offering pumpkin pie and then like I finished that and then they were offering
like
a brownie.
It just kept coming and coming.
The things I saw were lemonade, tea, coffee, hot chocolate, cappuccinos, or latte arts, veggie burgers, turkey burgers, grilled cheese with ham, a turkey sandwich, cheesecake, brownies, cookies,
the paninis?
Oh, yeah, the turkey.
Oh.
The turkey panini. What were the other
and
desserts?
The curry burger, I think.
Oh,
it
was
like, there's yeah. a curry burger,
yeah. something like that. Marble cake, there was lemon cake. It was pumpkin pie. Yeah. That was so good. I didn't get it. Isaac, I wish you would have gone. I know, oh my really God, I'm so go. Sad. Isaac couldn't go because he was doing homework because he procrastinated. Don't procrastinate. And that's the lesson. Anyways, but the town around it was really cute. It was so cute. Mark and I went to like the antique shops.
We spent like 1 to 2 hours in there.
Yeah. It was so, fun.
Oh, really? We just, yeah. like, just made a quick stop, looked around a little bit.
It was so cool.
We just got fascinated by, like, mm-hmm. each artifact. Like, the old games, like, the little ball one.
Yeah.
I was so...
I know. God. I'm usually, like, the only one that likes that kind of stuff. But, like, Mark found it interesting, too, which is pretty fun. There was, like, these Life magazines, and I really wanted to buy one. Like, a Life magazine from, like, 1958. mm-hmm. It was sick, Isaac. It was sick. You know that? Man.
Like, those magazines... were published when your grandmother was born.
That's
crazy.
That's a young grandmother.
I know.
What? Wow,
that is a
51. Young... No, 63.
That's some people's moms.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I have really young moms and grandmothers. Oh
my God. Yeah. The Asian four family. Maybe. Five generations.
Yeah. My mom had me like at 23. Mm, and my grandmother had my mom at 20
like
something.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh wow. Cool. But yeah, it was a cool place. There was a lot of good restaurants there. There was so much food.
Yeah.
Like, if we go there, we should go there.
What was that one place we, like, stopped by and we just sat, talked?
Oh, I don't know. They sold, like, fish and chips.
I know.
Something exciting. But the place outside was cute. No. It was really cute. But yeah, if you guys ever go to Earth Cafe in Old Town Orange, you might see us there.
Do you guys ever want to, like... Because I saw on someone's story where, like, oh, we're going to be coming here at this time. Coming out with us if you want. Like, do you guys ever want to do that one day or no?
Oh, like, put it out, like, for, like,
yeah,
listeners?
Yeah, yeah. So, let's say we're meet going to this Earth Cafe at 2 p.m. today. Come talk to us if you want, you
Whoa.
Know?
Oh. That's,
some people do
that's
that,
crazy
but,
to think
and
about.
I don't know if people will actually show up, but, you know, it's just, like, an idea.
That's scary.
I know, because really nobody shows up. No. But at the same time, it's scary if nobody shows up and if they show up.
Yeah.
I think it's scarier for me if they show up. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you take a picture with us, I'm going to be so ugly. In it. Like, I need at least, like, 10
minutes.
You
take it so many times.
I know. I'm going to be oily. My hair's going to be a mess. Like,
be all bloated from the food.
That's going to be bad rep, my guy. Like,
if you're going to go, let us know what outfits you're wearing so we can kind of, you know, correlate.
Oh, my God. If you, like, take a picture with us, please. Face tune my acne. Like, for the past, like, 4 weeks, I had to, like, Photoshop all my images because of the acne
really?
I have. So I've been, like, oh trying God. To
How have I been looking clear?
Exactly. It's why my skin Damn. Is looking so good. Mark. I've been, like, Photoshopping all the freaking pictures I post.
Do you feel the guilt?
I don't. No.
Really?
No. I'm.
Ooh, some people feel the guilt.
I do not feel the guilt.
You feel empowered.
I do. I was like, wow, this is what I would look like if I had clear skin.
Oh, wait, didn't you get your Curology or...
My bottle shipped yesterday. My second bottle.
Oh my
your
God.
Second?
Mm.
It's been working.
Wait, would you
well,
say that it's
working
been working?
December. Because I ran out.
Oh.
It was supposed to last me 2 months. It lasted me 1.5.
Ooh.
I think I used too much.
But would you say that it worked for you?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
Like, the thing is, it says it takes like 3 to 4 months to like... show results so I'm being patient, you know. I'm giving them a chance.
Well, have you seen like any like blemishes going away?
I don't really have blemishes. I don't think I think it's just like
isn't that the same
what
thing
what are blemishes
like I don't spots. Know like I thought what
do you even know what
no
a blemish is?
I thought it was like a pimple.
No,
those are just pimples, you
know. I think my problem is that I want to get rid of the acne for good instead of just like because I don't
temporarily
really, yeah because like some people have like acne that's like that leaves acne scars.
Oh yeah,
I just get like whiteheads.
Oh,
pimples.
Yeah.
Normal pimples that go away and then come back.
Mm.
I'm trying to get rid of them forever, you know? I'm not trying to have this for a while now. Once my skin clears, I will be too powerful. I have, like, a pimple on my nose. And it's, like, it's cystic. Cystic?
What does
acne?
That mean?
Cystic?
Cystic.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the acne goes deeper than just the regular pimple with the white tip, right?
Under the skin?
Yeah. So... I think I was like, it keeps going away and then coming back, going away and then coming back.
Why do you think it comes back?
Yeah, do you touch your nose a lot?
No, I don't. I avoid touching it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone away, but I think I first got it in 7th grade.
Or I never left.
I think 8th. And I think the reason, looking back, the reason I got it was because when I was like in 7th or like the beginning of 8th grade, I noticed I had a blackhead on my nose. Oh, I was like, how the fuck do I get it out?
You start freaked out.
And I used like a needle to like pick it out.
No. Oh my God.
And I think I
did you bleed?
No.
Oh.
But like I think I fucked up my pore. Because that's the place where I did it.
Oh my God. So that's the story behind it?
I think that's what's causing it. Because like when I was younger, I got like a little needle, a sewing needle. I disinfected it with hand soap and water, right? And then like I like picked at it to like kind of like dig it out. And I think that like messed up my pore. And that's why to this day I have this.
That's why you shouldn't pick at your pimples. But I pick at my pimples too.
Yeah. It's just like, so satisfying. Like, especially like, blackheads.
I just want to get rid of it. Like, I just...
You know,
like,
I'm pretty good at not picking my pimples.
Really?
But blackheads, like, annoy me so much.
Like, on your nose, like, your pores?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, it's so satisfying when you, like,
I know.
Get hours, like...
I know.
Like, you feel it coming. Like,
I know.
Like, the blackheads? Eventually, you're, like, fucking bleeding. Yeah.
But, aren't those little dots on the skin? How do you get rid of them?
Like, there's, like, pore strips.
There's a lot of stuff.
But,
like... It's, like, you have to... I think the proper way is to open your pores and squeeze them out with steam.
Yeah, steam.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why it's always good to wash your face and stuff like after the shower, a steamy shower, because your pores are all open.
Mm-hmm.
So satisfying to take them out though, especially.
I know, but it's
ones.
So bad to pick at them.
Is it really? How else do you get rid of them?
Exactly.
Like I've tried not getting rid of them, and it doesn't go away. It just gets worse.
You wait.
No,
you
I don't want to wait.
No.
Recently, I've not been. Kind of caring about like my skin.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's it's not good because
oh, no, that's
my
not
skin
good.
Is getting worse. And the thing are like I do take care of it. Like I still go through my like skincare routine, but like I don't make it a priority anymore. So like let's say I get home and it's like late and I'm tired. Normally like before I would, you know, just do it, you know? Because I really want a clear skin.
You
but
know?
Now it's just like I'll just do it tomorrow.
You know?
Like, you know? But that's why my skin keeps getting worse.
You know?
Yeah. You know?
You know?
You know?
Yeah.
If you like know,
that
you know.
One too.
You know, you guys keep telling us that we use the same words a lot. And I know. We like, know. We use like. Like. I don't know. Like, I guess we do kind of like use like.
What?
Like,
wait.
A lot. Like,
how do you even like use it? Like what?
Like, what?
like we do tend to like use like a lot.
Yeah,
and I trust me,
like,
I catch
like
it.
A lot,
and
I'm
like, oh, one time Kayla said like five times in like
one second.
Time,
I
like,
know,
like you know, like there's like this like thing,
like.
And then Thomas says sometimes a lot.
Sometimes. Oh, I mean sometimes.
Sometimes like
sometimes
you know,
I see
like,
it, but sometimes,
sometimes it's like. And then Mark does like a noise of.
Oh my god.
Before before you talk, you're like,
yeah, you're like, and yeah,
and yeah,
and like, then that happened, but like, I guess it's just, I don't know,
it's okay,
but I guess it's fine. I don't think Isaac does anything
because
he doesn't say anything.
He doesn't talk enough for us to see something.
Isaac tends to be a little quieter, you know.
For you,
yours
literally,
your voice it goes deep like this.
That too.
No, I think when we first started the podcast, I used to say,
literally?
I struggle with.
Literally,
I used to say that a lot. Like,
oh shoot,
wait, I struggle with.
I was like, I think the thing I struggle with the most, you know, I used to say it a lot. I think maybe I stopped saying it a little less now, but I notice I say it a lot.
I don't notice it.
Sorry for the baby in the background. We'll get if you give us a dollar, maybe
what,
we'll fund
what were you about
studio.
To say?
What?
You're like, we'll get rid like
get rid of the baby.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh man. You know, tennis season is coming up soon and like
I'm not, excited for I'm that? Not, no, I'm not looking forward
Isaac,
to it.
Isaac, Thomas
not?
And
Wait.
I are in tennis.
You know, because for me, tennis became
a chore.
Well, yeah. A chore instead of like something I want to do. Like, the thing is, I like playing tennis, but I don't like going to practice.
Like,
oh, sorry, I don't like going to practice, and I just
wait. You don't like
Wait, what do you mean?
Like.
Well, okay. See, okay.
You don't like the feeling of just getting better? Or like
No. Like.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah, actually, that's a good question.
No, that's what practice is for.
Yeah, I know, but like. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But, you know, when you're constantly doing like the same routines and like, oh shoot. It's okay. And you get tired of it. And it doesn't even feel like you're getting any better. Like it just feels like it's like, you know, it's the same routine and you're just.
You've been that way since the beginning, though.
Constantly and constantly.
Thomas, you've been that way since the beginning. Like, even in eighth grade, you were like, ugh, tennis, I might quit. Yeah. Like, I've never once seen you be like, I'm excited to get better. I'm really like.
No, okay, well, because I think the practices are stupid. Like, they don't help me.
So, do you look for your own, like,
yeah.
Own practices? Like, you go on YouTube videos?
Oh, no. Man, no.
That's what I do.
Do anything to get better?
Yeah, I like practicing with other people. That's how I get better. Like, yeah, practicing with other people, seeing how I perform.
Thomas used to be better than me.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. I still always beat you.
But yes, he's much better.
Yeah, I still beat you during games somehow, but.
Damn.
Anyways, I'm not going to get into it, but yeah, I just do not like practicing, you know, like with the whole class. I don't know. Wait, what?
Yes, you like one-on-one.
Yes, I like one-on-one and doing it at my own time because it's just so inconvenient when you have to do it. Oh my God, we have practice after school and you know, for stuff. Yeah.
So you like the sport, just not playing it for school.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for it because last year our tennis team didn't really have
enough players
for like a JV or a varsity team. We like barely had enough for a varsity team.
Everyone was in varsity.
So everyone was in varsity.
That was new, and then
Isaac didn't join last year. So today's your first year.
I know.
But Thomas and I were in it last year, so I was in varsity. He was in varsity as well, because that's the only team there was. And when we played competitively against other schools, I think I barely won. I barely won any games, like maybe two or three. And it was against like the bad schools that were like even worse than me somehow. But honestly, since I was in varsity, I went against seniors. So I think I did pretty well for that. But this year, we do have enough for JV.
Wow.
You know.
Are you going to stay in JV or varsity?
Varsity.
Yeah, ooh. I was definitely going to stay in varsity.
How about you, Thomas?
Oh, me?
He'll be in varsity.
In varsity just because I'm better than, like, the other people. But, I'm just average. Like, I'm not that good of a player. I'm average, honestly. Just a little above average, if anything.
Mm. I want to get a scholarship for tennis. That'd be cool.
Oh, wow.
Scholarship for college? Going to college? Yeah. I thought you didn't want to go to college.
Well, no. But if it's, like, paid for, then I'll go. Yeah. Rewrite. And then I'll just drop out, like, after a year.
Well, oh.
I'm okay. Joking. Maybe not.
No.
But.
They gonna hear this.
No. I am committed to my full extent to go to college, work hard, get good grades, and become an academic independent learner, along with using my knowledge to help others around the world. I'm very excited for the opportunity to enroll in a higher education learning facility.
Wow. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. And that was unscripted, by the way.
Yeah, that was unscripted. You know, I'm pretty good at just rambling and just keep talking. Like, I could keep talking about anything.
Another thing I don't like about tennis, like school tennis,
it's tennis.
Like, no, I like playing tennis. I just don't like practices. What do you like? But I just do not like the people in there.
No, they don't even bother you.
No, they are so annoying.
Wait, who?
Like
the freshmen?
Yeah. Like, and it's not because they're freshmen, okay? Like, if you're a freshman,
they have their own humor.
Care. But like,
and they like,
they'll go around.
No, they make very inappropriate jokes, like rape jokes.
Oh,
and
that's
remember they would always make rape jokes.
I've never heard them. And all like, they talk about is like Fortnite.
Even, oh my God.
Even Sarah and I. I mean, okay. Well, Sarah confronted them, and then, but they still did it, and like it's just so uncomfortable. Like.
Whoa.
I don't know how they find it so funny, but they just constantly make them.
You know, I think the freshmen are like scared of me.
Yeah, power over them.
I mean, you do come out as intimidating.
Yeah, you can be seen as intimidating.
It's because you're big and tall.
And my voice is
plus
deep.
You're good at tennis, too, so.
Yeah, and you're on varsity.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, he's elite.
And then I'm like, hi. Hi, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm real.
No, you know, okay. Like, one time, every time they're on the court, and like, I want to hit there, and I don't want to go to the other courts because I don't want to walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're hitting them. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to need you guys to go over there because these courts are reserved for upperclassmen. So, you know, please.
And do they actually go?
And they're like, okay, guys, let's go.
Yeah. Oh my
and
God.
They all just go over. Oh
you're so
like,
mean.
Sometimes, like one of my friends is like, all right, guys, I'll kick him out of the courts. I'm like, okay. All right, guys, it's your time to go. Like, okay.
Yeah. You're just like, all right, guys, they already know the drill. They start leaving.
I know, but like, you guys know the drill. Oh, no. Sometimes you're like, all right, guys, you already know the drill. And they're like, okay. And you just leave and they fucking go. And then, like, what's it called? Sometimes you're, like, scared to make eye contact with
them. Oh, my
so
God.
So did he just look down when you talk
like
to them?
Like, one of them, like, kind of, like, looks like he start, like, his eyes
anywhere but
going,
your eyes.
Anywhere, yeah. He's like,
okay,
oh,
but, like, they're
know.
Taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you think he's scared,
I'm
so scared
short.
Of you, Thomas?
No.
Oh. No.
I mean, no. Yeah, they don't.
I mean, you don't even talk to them.
Yeah, I don't talk to them. I just, because they're so loud, I overhear their conversations.
It was so funny because one time they were all like huddled up in like their freshman circle. You know how freshmen like huddle up and like talk about whatever they want to?
We were like that last year.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were.
We were actually.
Yeah,
well,
we're
one of them. Yeah, I was
we're
one
still
of them.
Like this. We think we're not like that, but
during
we are.
Passing period, we always huddle up.
Hmm. But.
That's oh my true. God, yeah.
Oh God.
They were all there. And since they love Fortnite, I just like screamed out Fortnite and they all turned around. Like, they all like, I was just like, Fortnite. And they all just turned around instantly with like such confusion, but like interest. It was so funny. That was the best experience with them. Just messing around with them. Oh my God. That's so fun.
Damn. This makes you sound like a bully.
No. Just because.
You know, really put them on blast, though. Like,
yeah. Nah, they're funny. I think they're funny.
I mean, they're funny when, you know.
I just don't know why they're so scared.
They just shouldn't make such inappropriate
jokes.
Yeah,
but I've never heard those. But if I do, I'm going to come.
What are you
ass.
Talking about? That's all they talk about.
They talk about Fortnite.
Yeah,
sure. That's it. Maybe it's because I look like a junior.
Yeah, you
or
look old.
That's because you're, yeah.
Some you people
that's
say
true.
I and like I look that. Really young, so it's like weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I saw your brother today, right? Like, he went
Tommy?
To the kitchen, and I thought that was Tim, because oh he looked, God. Like, so short. I was like...
Okay, Tim is taller than me, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's Thomas's brother, younger brother. He's in 8th, 7th grade.
Like, it's already bad that, like, I grew up short, and the fact that my little brother outgrew me made me so, like, mad.
I think Tim's going to be the tallest.
What?
I think Tim's going to be the tallest.
The tallest? Yeah, for sure.
Mm. But it was weird.
What is he drinking that I'm not drinking? I drink everything that he drinks. I drink the milk.
You drink milk?
Or
enough
actually,
milk?
No. I actually switched to soy milk. Maybe that's why.
Mm.
But I don't know. How about you, Kayla? Like, is there anything going on with, like, Avin and stuff?
Kayla. I wanted to tell you guys, if you've seen Kayla's stories about CIF meetings and stuff.
It's not CIF, it's
whatever
CSF.
It is, just, like, Tom, okay, Kayla, because we're like, she's in like in a school club, so you have to post about it, right? Like, about the meetings and such, about the club meetings. And she posted on her main account because that's the only account she has. So then, like, 500 people.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you saw that, I'm so sorry. I had to do it for school. But now I have, like, a close friends thing.
List.
I'm so. Also required to post for school, but I don't do it.
Do you get fined for that?
They haven't caught me, so no.
It's so
not
weird.
You keep doing it.
That was so funny. So if you see Kayla's post about school, make sure you go. And oh show God. Up and sign show. In at the door. But yes, Kayla, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just stressing about, like, the classes I'm going to take next year. Because there's, like, lots of options. And, like, I don't want to...
You want the best for yourself.
You want
to
balance.
I do. And I want that. But, I don't want to, like, put too much on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when the when it's like finally time to like, okay, take the classes, you know, do the homework, I don't want to be like really like stressed out to the point where like I feel like I can't do it. So I need to find like a balance. Mm-hmm. But how am I supposed to find that balance if I don't know exactly?
Exactly.
So it's just like difficult. Like, what am I going to take? You know, mm-hmm.
that. You know, it feels like the year's almost ending, but it feels like it just started.
Wait, I mean, what? It did. 2019.
Yeah, 2019 just started, dude.
Yeah. No, like...
This school year?
School year.
Oh.
I mean, we're halfway done, so...
It feels like we're, like, almost done with it, but, like, we just started, like, so close.
Volleyball season's coming up,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, it is. Spring season.
Are you joining volleyball?
Actually, I don't know for sure.
Why?
Why? I'm glad you asked. No, my mom won't let me. My parents. I don't know. Yeah, my mom won't let me, you know.
Why?
For reasons. My grades. But anyways, yeah. But I really want to join. I miss volleyball. Just
volleyball misses you.
Have you tried like convincing her?
How else are you gonna get
through? I don't know. I just never done that, you know?
Convince her? You've never convinced
Not
her.
Not really.
You don't talk to her.
I don't.
Say that, like, say that joining a sport, like,
it's being helpful, in a sport, right? It's helpful.
It's
for
really
being,
gonna.
It'll like, help you raise your grades.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe raise my grades.
Yeah.
You said you want a volleyball scholarship.
You know, I can say that, but then they're gonna say, "Oh, you're gonna be so tired after you come after the practice. You're gonna be doing homework and all that."
I mean, it is true.
It is true.
Yeah, it does get in the way of homework.
But like, I miss it so much. The only time I get to play is during PE.
Oh my god!
And during PE,
it's so bad. It's so bad.
Wait, am I playing?
Oh no! I'm just saying the game, quote unquote.
Yeah. But like, I just pop off. I just pop off.
You probably look really cool. But
I actually wanted to join
volleyball.
Volleyball, but like,
no way.
That's a lot of energy.
You jump in.
And yeah.
You're not going to like the practice.
Yeah, I'm
not
going to
like
the practices.
No, volleyball is really like.
And like all the guys on there are like.
What are you trying
like,
to say about this?
You know?
It's a lot of conditioning. And I don't know about the other sports.
Oh, what do you do 13s?
Huh? We do suicides.
I can't do that.
Oh,
and then
wasits.
And then we keep jumping. You know how tiring jumping is?
Well, I don't see you being thick, so clearly it's not working.
You don't have to be thick to be jumping.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
And
the only point of volleyball is to get thick.
That's true, though. What do you think I'm in it?
I'm just fucking thick.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, are you going to convince her or no?
Did she say no? Was she like, I'm going to join volleyball? Nah. Okay, I understand.
I keep saying that I'm gonna convince her, but then I just never find the time.
I mean, you should find
you
out
don't
soon,
find the time.
Tired of these excuses, so. Mark.
I know it's just excuses, and I'm just being hesitant.
I'll go support your games and stuff.
Yeah,
I want you guys to go. Well, not really.
I see Mark.
Because it's more precious.
No. Because you guys have tennis.
Come support me on my game.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Tennis.
I'm at the net.
And usually the games collide.
And it's a pressure thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I'll skip a game for you.
You think most of them will let that happen?
No.
Actually, I skipped like 3 games.
Yeah.
Because I missed the first bus to the game. And then, I don't know. And then there were other times where I just could not go.
But yeah, that's pretty much it about my volleyball thing.
Well, that's a good place to end it then.
Yep.
If you enjoyed this episode. Oh, wait, announcements. Yes. It's an important part. We have a Twitter now. Follow us on Twitter at Teenager Therapy. That's it. Just at Teenager Therapy. We post pretty cool tweets on there. And so, yeah, if you have a Twitter, follow us for sure, my guy. Please follow us. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, give us a rating. You don't know how much those help. And, like, the little reviews you guys give are so nice. There were a few that were, like, really good constructive criticism. So we really appreciate that, too. But beanies will be out soon, I promise. Website will be out soon. A guest will be coming soon, hopefully. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.